Let not my cold words here accuse my zeal. 'Tis not the trial of a woman's war. The bitter clamor of two eager tongues can arbitrate this cause betwixt us twain. The blood is hot that must be cooled for this. Yet can I not of some tame patience boast as to be hushed and not at all to say? First, the fair reverence of your highness curbs me from giving reins and spurs to my free speech, which else would post until it had returned these terms of treason doubly down his throat, setting aside his high blood's royalty, and let him be no kinsman to my liege. I do defy him, and I spit at him. Call him a slanderous coward and a villain, which to maintain I would allow him odds, and meet him were I tied to run afoot even to the frozen ridges of the Alps or any other ground inhabitable, wherever Englishman durst set his foot. Meantime, let this defend my loyalty. By all my hopes, most falsely doth he lie, and by that sword I swear which gently laid my knighthood on my shoulder, I'll answer thee in any fair degree or chivalrous design of knightly trial, and when I mount, alive may I not light if I be traitor or unjustly fight.